Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip from my bed. It's from my bed. I slept for about 12 hours. I don't know what's gone on. Sam's not here. I don't know where she is. She's gone. She's had enough. Left me. Yeah. Well, watch the old Super Bowl. Damp squib. 49ers absolutely gassed it in the last quarter. I know everyone raves and wants to make it all about how great Mahomes was, but if you're allowed to play, then it's a fairly easy game. And the 49ers just didn't make any plays, lost ideas offensively and lost the plot defensively, having played superb in effect for three quarters. And Shanahan's got a big question mark now. He was at Atlanta when they blew the big lead against New England a few years back in the fourth quarter, and from in complete control last night. I mean, I don't even know, just looked a completely different side in that last 15 minutes. So I've done all my poker money back. I had one more beer. I came to bed. I don't know what time that was. It was about 8 o'clock last night. I came up and did the FTS updates or whatever time I tweeted that. I did all the stuff beginner. I went to bed and I've just woken up literally 5-6 minutes ago. I've never slept 12 hours. I can't remember. There's weeks I don't have 12 hours sleep. Yeah, lovely, isn't it? Isn't it lovely? I'm all over the place. Right, well, there's no horses because I guess I've missed them all. I don't even know what the racing is. I don't know what's going on now. I'll be honest, I haven't got a clue. This is a whole new experience. I would normally be up at 3 or 4 in the morning. It's 8:10. See, that's a normal time for people to get up, isn't it? I didn't give Chrissy's bet of the day yesterday, did I? I didn't hit one. Boa Vista home win. I don't know what the odds were. And today, Chrissy has got a bet of the day. It is, apologies for that yesterday. See, I didn't sleep at all yesterday, and then I've caught it all up now. Home win, Grenoble versus Le Havre in the French League 2. Grenoble, Le Havre. I have absolutely nothing. No horses for me at all. No football. All a bit quiet. There is, I believe, midweek football. Again, I haven't looked. I'm all over the shop. But obviously, I'll do that tonight. I won't go to bed. I'll do that tonight for the ultimate and things for midweek games. Yeah, don't know what to say. This is unbelievable. I wonder where Sam is. I've no idea. I'll tell you about the bloke who's going to whack me. This is very innocuous, this one. This one, the guy, he just obviously is a bit of a dick. Playing poker, he was slow. He was treacherously slow. And he had, on the table, he had his phone, his keys, and a little sunglasses case. But he had his sunglasses round, upside down around the back of his head. So he'd sort of take them off and put them upside down around the back of his head. I don't know why people do that. But he was slow. So I kept sort of saying, come on, mate, come on. Not impolitely. Are you going to call? And in this particular hand, there was three of us in it. The first guy played, it was him to play, and then it would be me. And he's sitting there, fucking about, and then he starts looking in his bum bag. He's got a little, what they call them, fanny packs here, don't they? So he's looking in his bum bag in the middle of hand. So all I said was, I said, they're on the back of your head, mate. And he looked at me and went, what? I said, they're on the back of your head. He said, what? I said, well, you must be looking for your glasses. I said, they're on the back of your head. And he fucking lost it. He absolutely fucking lost it. Smart ass fucking Brit. And he got up and I thought, fucking hell, I'm going to get a whack here. And the dealer had to say, get him to sit down on that. And he sat there effing at me like fucking there and under his breath. I thought he was looking for his glasses. That's all. I thought he must be looking for his glasses because there's fuck all else going on. Perhaps he wants to put them on in the hand and look like Phil Hellmuth. That's what I thought. That's all I said. They're on the back of your head, mate. But, yeah, he wasn't a very happy bunny. I'll do the other ones. I'll do the other ones tomorrow when I've not... I've got to get up and get sorted out. I don't like this being in bed at 8 o'clock business. And old Trump last night. What about that, eh? Old Trump. when they won the Super Bowl, the great state of Kansas. People think you're drunk. I mean, they played an advert. I don't know whether you saw it, would have had it in England. They played a Super Bowl advert. He obviously paid for it. A Super Bowl advert for Trump 2020, obviously going through how great he is. I mean, these things cost millions, absolutely millions. I couldn't believe, I mean, you saw, I put on Twitter the picture of the room, the number of cheers that went up when it ended. They went fucking mad. I just don't know. I don't know what's going on in the world, how people can fucking even entertain the fucking orange idiot. But the great state of Kansas, he doesn't even fucking, he's thick as mints, man. Absolutely, that's what I object to. He's fucking conning everybody. He's just thick as mints. Oh, anyway, right, move on, crack on, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely thing. I'm going to go and get showered and find my wife. Might run off with somebody. Right, see you later.